The new album from Scottish folk artist James Yorkson is called The Cellardike Recording and Wassailing Society. James is live in our Cork studio right now. He's going to play us the opening track from the album, Fellow Man.
My fear is I may transfer my fears to you, that I will pass down the nonsense passed down to me. But you can believe in what you want to believe. A man made of stone or a cockerel's comb. But please do not fall into the same traps as I. The sand and the spit and the blood of the eye. The hair of the frog and the beak of a cat. Underground are all the same. Be sure of that. A God's strength to you to stay true to your path. I don't follow society's whims and don't work for the money. And if the drink changes you, you keep it far from you. And remember, my love is absolute, and keep your love true. Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Stay full of love for your fellow man. And I'm watching the shoals of tiny black darting fish, teasing my eldest with their comings and goings, their approach and their departure. And we joke, curse the tide, the shallow breaking waves. And we call it a rough tough, or we call it a badly formed character in a poorly planned novel, then jump back again as the seaweed and shale swarms our feet. And I still quite often feel, you see, I'm living in a dream of a younger me, that I will wake up and be 15 or 17, surrounded by songs mapping my future and all that will be. And all that we've been through, well, I will see as worth it. That time of despair, well, hopefully we are through it and safe. And remember the time you fell in love with that action man from the waist up. And I punctured his charm with my bionic arm. You never did thank me, and now you're settled with the dullest man on earth. Oh, my sweet love, how we get what we deserve. Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Yes, I'm full of love for my fellow man.
Stay full of love for your fellow man.
Fellow Man from James Yorkson in our Cork studio, and that is from James's album, The Cellardike Recording and Wassailing Society, an album title that I finally got my teeth around and lips around a couple of weeks back when we reviewed it here on the programme. James, very positively, I'm sure you'll be delighted to hear. Tell us where the title comes from, James.
Oh, it's a bit of fun, you know. This is album number 8, and I figure I'm allowed to have a bit of fun with titles, you know. It references a few things. First of all, the CRAWS thing, because it's an acronym, and which is CRAWS, Celadite Recording Animal Sailing Society.
Ah, right, yes.
And I was in a band called the Three CRAWS with King Creosote and the Pictish Trail. So it's a reference to that, but then there's a few other things. Wassailing, as you know, there's a couple of meanings for that. One is that used to drink to the crops, especially the apple crop, to welcome in the new season. And I wanted to, the album to be a positive and forward-looking thing. But then also with the wassailing, there's the wassailing mug that would have three handles on it, and you'd pass it around amongst your friends and all have a drink from it. So there was that reason as well. And the final reason was, again, back to the cider, was a lot of the songs are written about Doogie Paul, who was my double bass player for a long time. And he died, and I wanted to get a reference into cider in the title, just as a kind of a wink to him, you know?
Well, those are three lovely reasons, particularly the final one that you mentioned there, James. And what struck me when we were talking about the album was, I don't know if nostalgia is the right word, but you're certainly, there's a sense that you're looking back and remembering with great tenderness, in fact, your parts of your earlier life.
Yeah, I mean, as a songwriter, as anyone, any human being, they process the things they experience, you know. And when a good friend dies, you have to find a way of processing it. And of course, a lot of people will go out and get blind drunk. A lot of people will do yoga, and a lot of people will write songs about it, you know. And as a songwriter, that's what I do. I felt I had to write. I had to write just to get it out there.
And when you write the song and you say you're processing it, then how different is it when you come to performing that song? Is it a matter of there's that difficult set of emotions that I dealt with in that song? What's the relationship emotionally in the performance, if I'm making sense in that question?
Oh, you absolutely are. No, I mean, the thing is, Doogie died of cancer, and the sad bits were his diagnosis, then his deterioration, and then his death. And writing a song about it was nothing compared to those. But the song in question, which I'm not going to play now, is a song called Broken Wave. And when we were rehearsing it for the album, we were in tears. Myself and Emma, the fiddle player, we were in tears. And it's very hard to put that to the back of your mind. And in a way, I don't really ever want to put that to the back of my mind. I don't want it to become a song I can just sing over and over again and not have any feelings for. I'd much rather that it still meant something for me.
And I guess the hope might be, am I right in thinking that it, as time goes on, it might, rather than become a very sad memory, it might become a sort of a celebration of Doogie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's all sorts of lyrics in the album which refer to Doogie's more mischievous parts. You know, it's not... He wasn't, no one's an angel, and he wasn't an angel, you know. And death was just one part of his life. Before that, he was, we had a great many adventures around the world. So, yeah, anyway, I have to say, the album's not all about
him.
The Doogster,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
there's a whole load of stuff about my kids, and just all about all sorts of abstract things, you know. So
you're in Cork this evening, James, and you have a connection with Cork. Just explain that to us.
Yeah, no, my... I spent most of my childhood down in West Cork, in a place just near Baltimore, because my father in the mid '60s, my father won half a house, an old dilapidated house,
in a poker game.
In a poker game, yeah. And so he started doing up. You know what the houses are like all over Ireland. There's old broken down houses, which, and all over Scotland as well, especially up in the Highlands, but away from the centres of population. And it was one of these places. And it had no water, had no roof, no electricity, obviously. And he did it up slowly. So I spent most of my summers here when I was a kid. So now I'm always pleased to be in Ireland, really, but especially in Cork.
How difficult, however, is it to be not to be in Scotland on this momentous day?
Yeah. My first thought when I realised that I double booked, as it were, that I wasn't going to be in Scotland was, help my bob, I hope I can get a postal vote. But then once I worked out I could get a postal vote, that made things a lot easier for me. And I'm not really a political songwriter. I've tried, but I'm a bit heavy-handed when it comes to it. So I've kind of tried to take a bit of a back seat with it. But
It was a bit odd flying away from Scotland, but I have voted, and I voted yes, of course. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Is it really too close to call, do you think?
It depends who you talk to. I mean, so many things have been opened up. So many sort of fears and suspicions have been opened up in these last few months about who you can trust, who you can't trust. The BBC, the news department of the BBC have got a bit of a kicking. And it just depends. Online, I know very few people who are voting no. But then in real life, I know a lot of people who are voting no. So who knows? We just have to see what we wake up with tomorrow.
So do you think that when people get into the privacy of the polling booth, that perhaps more no's will come out? Were people ashamed to say that they wanted to vote no?
It was seen, I wouldn't say ashamed, but it was seen as being very patriotic to vote yes, as you can imagine. Because it's yes, it's positive, it's a positive word, yes. Whereas no, it's like, well, you don't believe that Scotland's kind of got the power and strength to do it yourself. And of course, a lot of people have got worried. I mean, I voted yes, but I'm not 100% confident with that. You know, I don't think it's going to be an amazing thing from tomorrow morning. You know, all of a sudden the sun's going to shine, you know. The sun doesn't shine much in Scotland. So I do think that a lot of the no people are keeping stum just because it's a lot cooler and it's a lot less wanting of aggression to say yes.
I presume your gig is in Cypress Avenue in Cork this evening. Will it be straight home to the television to stay up all night watching the count?
Yeah, well, I'm staying in Thomastown tonight, so we'll be driving back to there. And then I'm not sure. I've got to write a piece for a magazine, which has got to be in at 9:30, all about the count. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I think maybe I've overstretched myself.
You certainly have a full night's work ahead of you, James, so I better let you go and get started into some of it. James Yorkson there talking to us, and great to speak with you, James, from our Cork studio. James plays Cypress Avenue in Cork this evening. He'll be in Clears in Kilkenny tomorrow night, which makes sense to say in Thomastown. He's in Kilkenny for Culture Night, and he plays the Workman's Club in Dublin on September the 20th. Finishes up at the Rushing Dove in Galway on his tour on September the 21st. Full details, jamesyorkston.co.uk.